know better than to listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sunlight shining.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Thursday, April 24th, 2024, and this is episode 684 of the Lost Project Podcast, and it's titled Baby Mail. I'll be chatting about a discontinued USPS service, thoughts on time travel, a few thoughts on time travel. I might need a new sign for our racetrack and much, much more. Let's check out in the live chat. See who's hanging out in the coffee crew. Grab a cup and hang out for an hour. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see who's over here hanging out already. We got Pip in early as usual, way early, pre 3 o'clock early. Happy Friday evening, humans. Friday Eve, excuse me. Good morning, Digger. Yes, you did make it on time early, nonetheless. I don't know if you want to save those early minutes for another day, so you can put them against your tardiness later. Backwoods Butcher, he has nothing to compensate his tardiness, but good morning, Kyle. How we doing? Pickle Pete, gang's all here. Yep. Hunter over on Twitch holding down the fort. As always, if you guys want to join on Twitch, Hunter likes it alone over there. So just to mess with him, maybe we should join over there and blow up the chat. Rewilder, good morning, Rachel. Hope everything is going well. And yeah, you did make it to the landscape feed this morning where all the cool kids hang out. But we do have the vertical feed up and K-Bonk hanging out over in the chat over there. Good morning, K-Bonk. Hope everything is going well. Pip, oh no, I need the soundboard. I need the soundboard ASAP. Pip broke his coffee machine this morning. Pip, what did you do? What is it? What happened? Did the water stop working? Did you break the glass carafe? What happened? Do you use a Mr. Coffee or a generic drip brew from the store? Do you got to get yourself one of these stainless steel French presses? I don't think they break. I don't think they break. With a forklift. You're doing it wrong, Pip. Pip, I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. Pip is having a rough morning because he broke his coffee machine with a forklift on accident. A pallet fell on the glass. Pip, why are you making coffee wherever a pallet could fall on the glass? This is important. This is... Oh, what is coworker number 4 going to do today with no coffee? Oh my God. This is disaster. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for sliding in. I appreciate it. Let me go check over here. And there he is. On time over on Noster. Appreciate it, sir. Backwoods Butcher says, hey guys, I bet I can turn the coffee maker on with the forklift. Oh, guys, I didn't use a forklift to make my coffee this morning. I used my Mueller French press, stainless steel French press, my hand Par City grinder, and my fantastic GSD blend from Food Forest Farms. It gets shit done, guys. It gets shit done. Maybe if Pip had his GSD blend this morning instead of whatever he was drinking, he would have not screwed up the forklift and dropped it on the coffee maker. Just a thought. Highest caffeine you can get in a natural coffee. This is a super light roast. It tastes phenomenal. It's light, it's bright, and it'll get you going without giving you the jitters. You can get it at foodforestfarms.com. Lots 5% off all the time over there at foodforestfarms.com. And a one time, if you want to try it, one off, you can't use it a bunch, but one off, already low prices at Food Forest Farms. You can use Lots 10 for 10% off. Can't beat it, guys. Kyle, before you sneak out of here, I got a question for you. It's on my notes, actually. I saw Kyle had a TikTok yesterday. it was pretty I don't know. I don't really know what to call it. Kyle has some interesting TikToks. I'm proud of the kid. He's figured it out. Figuring it out. He's adapting. He's doing what he needs to do to get his views. But yesterday there was one where it was almost like he was acting like a tough guy or something. I don't know what the April 24th trend is, but if you could drop that in the comments, dude, that was a little aggressive on the TikTok. A little. I don't want to see you getting in trouble or anything. I know how fast they'll shut you down. I know. Because you got me shut down in under 30 minutes on a live. So just curious what that was all about. I'm not in the loop with the kids' trends or whatever it is. It's National Grape Soda Day. That doesn't sound like a good thing. What? Who comes up with this shit? Thanks, Hunter, for filling me in on the... Backwoods Butcher says some D-bags are trying to start up a trend, National Grape Day. It's not even time of year to harvest grapes, guys. I don't know why we would be doing Grape Day in the spring. And I mean, if they are trying to spin up a National Grape Day, I could see why there would be some bowing up. But is that like really? It's kind of like the old adage, you know, when you say let racists be racist because at least I know who they are. Like, let these guys just show their colors. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. I don't think that anybody out spouting National Grape Day on TikTok actually has the grapes to follow through. just saying. But you did. You bowed up pretty tough, guy Kyle, and I'm proud of you for standing up for all women in the greater TikTok community. Way to go, bud. Way to go. Kyle says it gets me got me 5,000 views. The kid's worried about views only. Views only. Look at that. Jim popping all over the place over on the vertical feed, back to the horizontal feed. Landscape, vertical, horizontal, Noster, everywhere. The man is everywhere. For being as old as Jim is, and I have to imagine it's purely experience, not cognitive ability at this point in his later stages. But I feel that he's had so much experience, that's why he can navigate all the different streams all the time. But, I mean, the man's got it going on. He's definitely got it going on. Let's get to this first topic here. So yesterday I was doing a lot of digging on Facebook because that's where my TikTok group, my TikTok affiliate group, my Amazon affiliate group, and that's where I interact with them. And then I'm going to tell you about a group that I love it. I've been a member for quite a while. I've used show fodder from the group a few different times. And it stimulates my brain a lot. And so peripherally, I'm guessing that it really contributes to the show more than I ever would attribute. But I was scrolling on Facebook quite a bit yesterday because I was looking for information on what I discussed yesterday with my TikTok seller account. Because everybody kind of got the email notification with the violations all at the same time within a couple days. So people were definitely hitting their 7 days that hadn't been Jim says, thanks. That was almost a compliment. That was definitely a compliment, Jim. That was definitely a compliment. You got to take them where you can get them, my man. And so I was digging into the TikTok groups about what people were seeing, like if they were getting their accounts verified, like if they had appealed, back and forth, because there's been a whole discussion about the best way to go about it and this and that. And so I just kind of like, I went for it as far as what I'm going to do. I'm not jumping through any more hoops. If they unverify or delete my account or whatever it is, it just is what it is. It's just a move on to something else, basically. Now, if they do verify my account, I am having kind of fun with that. And I appreciate everybody that reached out and asked questions on the videos yesterday. That makes for great content, guys. And they do push those videos a little bit more. So anytime you're over on the Tickety Talk, if you happen to have it, and I warn you, if you don't have TikTok, don't get it. Like, if you don't have it and you've gone this long without getting it, there's as much as people talk about it, you don't need it. You don't need it. You don't want it. If you get it, you know, did you ever watch the movie Walk Hard with Dewey Cox? And there's always the scene where he goes in and what's the guy's name? Tim Meadows, I think, is Backwoods Butcher says, or do and come follow me. Dude, don't ruin people's lives for one shitty follow. Guile's reposting everything I do. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. But Dewey Cox would go in and the Tim Meadows character was always doing some sort of drugs in like the bathroom or the back room or this or that. And Dewey Cox, it was a parody on Johnny Cash. It was on a, Chris Dixon says this perfectly. Chris Dixon always. TikTok is like a VD. If you've made it this far without it, don't go get it. Pretty much. If you gotta take Viagra to go get VD, it's too late, guys. It's too late. Kyle, I'm not saying your stuff is shitty. I'm saying for one follow, it's not worth getting in that TikTok groove where you dump stupid amounts of time to follow Kyle. Like, if you really want to see Kyle's TikTok stuff, definitely just let him know, and I'm sure he'll forward it all to Telegram. Way better. But if you're on TikTok, definitely give Kyle a follow and me and anybody else that's over there. It really helps. But anyway, Walk Hard is a parody of Johnny Cash story. And the guy, what the fuck is his name? It's Dewey Cox. So he goes in, and Tim Meadows always doing drugs. And as it goes through the years, it changes to drugs. And he's always like, "You don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. It's gonna make you feel great. It's going to make sex so much better." John C. Riley. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. You are a plethora of information. Is that just because you're old enough that you remember everything? No, Dewey, don't do it. It'll ruin your life. It'll make sex better. It'll keep you up all night. It'll keep you alert. This stuff is cocaine. You don't want to do any of this. And he's talking about weed, and he's like, It's non-addictive. It makes everything better. Blah, blah, blah. You don't want none of this. That's TikTok for sure. Good morning, Canadian Farmstead. Thanks for hanging out. Pip nails it. Pip says all the good TikToks Kyle posts is just post to Telegram anyway. He gets so proud. And he figures that's why TikTok is clicking with him. Because of Chris's statement. Kyle's got VD. Kyle's had VD the whole time, so he's just pumping away over there on TikTok. Jesus Christ. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's everything. The whole head is just like sinuses are all fucked up. Anyway, Walk Hard, if you haven't seen it, it's probably worth a couple hours. Kyle's got a giggle test. If his TikToks make him giggle too much, he has to put him on Telegram for the bonus giggles. My face is... Does your face hurt? Well, it's killing me. Anyway, I was on Facebook researching my TikTok stuff. And I came across a couple of stories. One was random. We'll talk about that now. Did you guys know, if you saw the thumbnail or you saw the title of the show, Baby Mail, did you know? I did not know this, and this intrigued me, and I'm not really sure why, but this intrigued me. Did you know that prior to 1920, you could mail your kids? Like, literally mail your kids. You're thinking, oh, there was, like, a shipping service for children, you know, where they, like, a custodian, like, when my boy was young, we used to be able to, once he got to be a certain age, he could fly with a custodian. Basically, you paid a little extra, they had a flight attendant that made sure he got in his seat, walked him through the airport, blah, 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 all this shit. Pretty nice service. So you're thinking it's like that. The U.S. Postal Service was running, like, a custodial transfer service, you know, whatever. No, not at all. You could mail your kids. Like, sure as shit, you could mail your kids. So I'm going to read this post, and this could have been totally generated by AI. I thought it was intriguing enough just to roll with it, guys. So if this is totally fake, I apologize. And the forewarning that this may be parody. I don't think so, though. It seems like something that would happen. Seems definitely like something would happen. I'm going to read it real quick. Prior to 1920, it was possible to send children through the U.S. Postal Service. However, there were certain conditions that needed to be met. Firstly, the children had to weigh less than 50 pounds. You're putting your kid on a starvation diet. You're like, holy shit, the kid weighs more than a bag of feed. I got to get him to lose some weight so I can mail him. And then the stamps were attached to clothing as a form of payment. So you legit, like, you remember when you were a kid and they put your bus number or your address on your shirt so you didn't get lost? Like, legit, they just stapled the stamps to the kid's clothes. Says, surprisingly, it was often more cost-effective for individuals to send their children via mail rather than opting for train transportation. And interestingly, during the journey, the children would travel on a train. Weird. Supervised and provided with nourishment by mail clerks. One remarkable example of this unconventional practice involved the distance of over 700 miles from Florida to Virginia, covering a mere 15 cents worth of stamps. 15 cents. Rewind. Hunter says USPS trial trafficking. Rewild their life. Parenting was totally different then, for sure. No, this is true. Well, good. I'm glad I rolled the dice and didn't verify, and I found a winner. Lucky seven coming out. Kyle was an old lady charmer from way back. No wonder you ended up with your wife. Not calling your wife an old lady, but isn't she a few years older than you? Pip says they kept the kids they wanted. I don't know. The stamps fell off. post office is fully employed. I don't know. And the budget is looking great. Labor costs are way down. Rewilder Life pointing out that people often didn't even get attached to their kids until they were two or three because they often died of illness. That makes sense. Makes sense. Good morning, Blakesley Acres. I'm not sure what you walked into. Chris Dixon's wondering if we can have a real life person that was probably, well, was definitely around prior to the 20s. Hey, Jim, can we verify this post office thing? Were you mailed as a child? Did you mail your children when you were back in the teens, in the tens, in the 1800s? Backwoods Butcher says, oh, I'm telling you, she is a cradle raver, isn't she? Backwoods Butcher says Jim was definitely ship flat rate. For some reason, I want to say that the Kyle's wife was cradle robbing, but Kyle is extremely young, so it's not necessarily calling her old, it's calling Kyle a baby. I could be wrong. She could be younger than him. I've only met her once, twice, three times a lady. So yeah, you can mail your kids. Could definitely mail your kids. I'm not sure. 4 years. I'm sorry, Nicole. Nicole, if he plays the clip or tells you that I called you old, it is a large apology. I thought you were pushing up there towards my age. Now, I wouldn't ever assume that you were Jim's age because most people don't even make it that far. I thought you were close to me. Canadian Farm says you're only going to meet her once more after calling her old. Is that kind of like you can eat any mushroom once? Is Canadian Farm said threatening Nicole's violence on me? Jim says Pony Express was tough on shipping the kids. They were a little sore by the time they got there. Rewilder Life was always an interesting fact. Kids, sometimes my mom is... Sometimes my mom... Oh, so is this like... This must be like when birthdays line up. Like, sometimes. Sometimes my mom is 13 years older than her husband, who is only 4 years older than my husband. I mean, some folks have a taste for fresh out of the cask, and some have like age stuff a little bit more. Luckily for Jim, there's old people that need love too. Oh no. Kyle brings up a good point. That was a Rachel's having trouble typing this morning. Kyle says Pony Express is when you like your kids shaken, not stirred. That's why they had to shut down the shipping your kids because of the Pony Express shaken baby syndrome. No. Anyway, let's move on from mailing kids. The picture, though, was phenomenal that came with the article. I don't know if I can get it up here, but because I'm old. Rewilder Life says, seriously, don't know if those were adoptive kids or kids getting shipped to family. Like, seriously, I'm pretty sure that people were, like, shipping their kids away. So I remember watching, I can't remember, it was an old movie. It was an old movie, maybe? TV series? Where a lot, and the Great Depression would have been post this, but a lot of people... when they were in the land rush, when they're pushing across the country, when they were getting to new areas, they would either leave their kids behind and mail them after the fact, or if they got there and things got rough, to save the kids, they would actually mail them to a relative or send them to a relative. This was the cheapest way to do it at points, was kind of what I took from a few of the comments that I was reading. So I had seen the thing about them shipping their kids away. Like a lot of the times it was a money thing. And then it put two and two together with the mailing kids. So. Canadian Bar says, I think the Apple Dumpling Gang was a documentary. The little rascals. I don't know. Anyway, a little further down the Facebook rabbit hole yesterday, I ran into my favorite group. Well, one of my favorite groups. And when Facebook actually 1920s, it was before the 20s. The 20s was when they stopped the service. I don't know. Backwoods Butchers saying hypothetically, that's never good. Hypothetically, if this service was still a thing, what would I Google? Are you trying to get rid of your kids? The Apple Dumpling Gang, did they get shipped? I don't know. Picklebee says Apple Dumpling Gang was a documentary just like Fat Albert. God. Fat Albert, was Fat Albert just a cartoon, or was that a real show, or did they just remake it as a real show, or did they remake it as a cartoon? All I remember is Fat Albert was a cartoon, and I don't think cartoons are real, Pickle Pete. Excuse me. Rue Adler Life says, and parents won't even let their kids walk to the bus. Now, yeah, they won't let them walk to the bus anymore, but they used to mail them. Here you go. Here's some stamps. Hope you get there. Say hi to Aunt Judy when you arrive. Canadian Farmstead says he's pretty sure the service didn't end. The route just changed and ended on an island. Who owned the island? Who owned the kitty island? What Canadian Farm said, what could they possibly want with a bunch of kids? What would they do with them? Jeez. Pickle Pete says Fat Albert was a historical retelling. No. All right. Well, my favorite Facebook group. Now, I've been in the group for a while. Yeah, man, probably well over 6 months. It's been, I found it shortly after we got here, so maybe even pushing more than a year. But anybody here a member of the Dull Man's Club also? Dull as in, yes, not sharp, dull. Dull as in non-exciting, non-wound up, non-exciting. Rewilder Life asking if it's a secret pooper group, but Jim, it was a good try. It was a good try. Just because of the effort, I will talk about this. I will talk about this. Jim says, if you mail Sydney, that would be snail mail. Corey, what do you think? Should I kick Jim out of the chat for that? Dull Men's Club. Pickle Pete says that's one of Chicken Joe's favorite pages and says you can't join. Talk about rabbit holes. I think it's meant to be ironic, but man, a lot of the stuff that they talk about in the Dull Men's Club is definitely not dull. It is a phenomenal group. I randomly was shown it as a suggested thing, and I happened to click on it, and I've enjoyed it ever since. I joined the first two posts that I read. I don't know if there's much to talk about other than the fact that people just post their shit about their dull lives or what they consider their dull lives. There's lots of quirky stuff in there, and it is rather enjoyable. So if you are on the Facebook, if you are still on Facebook, if you still use it, if you're on there, I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent. If you open the app or the desktop site, you should definitely check out Dull Men's Club. I did say dull. Oh, you thought I said doll. I mean, that could be interesting too. AK Bonk, yeah, thump the thumb for sure. I appreciate it. Anyway, Dull Men's Club is a pretty interesting group. The posts often stimulate my mind. A few things that I've explored and gotten hooked on. A few things that I've gotten hooked on there and brought to you. It's where I found the fish camera, guys. I had seen the fish camera, and then I saw it there, and then I saw it somewhere else, and I figured it was time. I figured it was time to go check it out. I did, and I brought it to you guys. The how many days old was something that I started looking at every day because of the Dull Men's Club. So it is prospering my life for sure. But yesterday, somebody posted a post. They wrote a well thought out post, in my opinion, contemplating time travel, and it was important enough to me that I thought about it later. It wasn't just a scroll by and forget it. It wasn't just one of those things. Backwards Butcher says, oh, the Dull Men's M-E-N-S Club is your vegan TikTok. No, not even close. I don't want to argue with these people. I don't have anything against any of these people. They just bring up very interesting things to think about. And the irony is it's called the Dull Men's Club, and most things in there are extremely interesting. It's not my vegan TikTok. Yesterday, somebody posted something about time travel, and it really started me thinking. And I kind of pondered it all afternoon in the background as I was doing other things. I'm like, I kept spinning back to it. So I thought I would share it with you guys and get your thoughts and your feedback. Backwoods says, neither do I. I got called a psychopath yesterday. Well, that sounds fun. No one in the Dull Men's Club has ever called me a psychopath or anything close to it. I don't know. Canadian Farmstead said, if time travel was ever invented, we would know. Not if this gentleman's hypothesis was correct. I'm going to read you his post word for word, because I don't think I could summarize it enough. This was by Jim, not our Jim, probably a much younger Jim, but there are quite a few older folks in the group. So maybe not as old as our Jim, but definitely, Hunter's wondering if it got me thinking or remembering. Pickle Pete was actually asking which timeline, if you go backwards, don't worry about which timeline it is. K-Bong says Dull Men's Club on Facebook. Yes, Dull Men's Club on Facebook. So this post from Jim yesterday really got me thinking. So he starts out, he says he's been contemplating time travel again. And as soon as I read the first sentence, I was like, yep. He says, so since the Earth is traveling through space at 67.1 thousand miles per hour, That's pretty fast. If a person were to actually travel through time, forward or backwards, Jim is concerned that when they arrived at their destination, the Earth would now be billions of light years away, and they would just die alone in the vacuum of space. It would seem one would have to simultaneously travel through space and time in order to have success. Now, could this be why we haven't talked to any time travelers? Are they only traveling through time and not through space? Are they only traveling through time and landing where the Earth wasn't? Because who's to say when you travel through time that you're going to stay in the place you were or go to the place you would have been? Backwood says, this guy sounds like he's real fun at parties. Probably funner than a vegan. Especially if it's a barbecue with no impossible meat. Pickle Pete says, that's why you need a DeLorean. Well, my question with the DeLorean would be, so he takes off. How does he get... How many years, for you Back to the Future buffs, how many years did he go back in the first Back to the Future? 20? 30? Was it 30? 20 years. Was it 89 to 69? 87 to 67? 50? What were the years, guys, on Back to the Future? I should know this. I really, really, really should know this. But if you multiply that time out by 67.1, what was the speed? 67.1,000 miles per hour, multiplied by that many hours, like you would land in a totally different space, in a totally different place, and you'd never be able to catch up. Kyle says he can bully both of them equally. You shouldn't be a bully, Kyle. Did you know that the energy you put out comes back to you? So if you're an angry, bullying person, you're going to get that back tenfold by vegans. And maybe vegan giants are going to come in. Wouldn't it be ironic if vegan giants came and turned into cannibals just to eat Kyle? Jim says there's an algo that keeps you in the right place so you don't end up coming back in a wall or half in the ground. Duh. Who told you about this algo? Did Zuckerfuck like invent it or something? Pickle Pete says, but we are looping still the same neighborhood. But are we? So the Earth is circling the sun, but the sun is also moving through the universe. So we're never in the exact spot in space. It's almost like when people think that like COVID was a localized thing to the United States to affect the elections. That was one that always twisted me up when people would say that back in the day of the lockdowns and all that. This is all to affect the U.S. elections. Is that why they're doing it in France too? Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Italy? Is that why they're doing it there? The U.S. elections? Pickle Pete, I thought you had a wider mind than that. That we wouldn't just be all by ourselves. That we're actually moving through a greater thing. Canadian Farmstead with an interesting point. That's why you can only go back to a time where they invented time travel, because you have to lock in the device. Can't go back to before the device is invented. Wait, what? Chris Dixon says, how does energy come back if we're traveling at 67.1 thousand miles per hour? I'm not sure where the energy is going, where it needs to come back from. Oh my God. This is not good. Hunter says it's all part of the math. So don't worry about it. Pip says the mobility loop creates a point-to-point travel. Interesting. Jim says it was covered in the fourth Star Trek. Was that the one? What year was that in, Jim? Back in the great 1980s? 60s? Pickle P says 67,000 miles per hour is in a loop is like 30K. But yeah, but at 30K, we're still not in the same place as when we left before, when we started traveling through time. Kyle's out. Kyle's done. Math. Somebody said math. Kyle's done. Anyway, this got me thinking, like, is there ever anything that pops up in your brain and you're just like, oh yeah, I could roll with that. Time travel, why not? Like, I've kind of like gone down the dimensional stuff. Thinking about that lately, a lot of Mandela effect things and deja vu. And you know, when we were going down the TikTok rabbit hole of the eclipse, there was lots of dimensional travel stuff. And CERN and this and that and the other thing. And who's to say it's real or not? Like, I mean, you could say it's not real and I can say it's real and neither of us can fucking prove anything. So whatever, let your mind contemplate what's going on. Jesus. Pip says, Jim's answer is invalid because Star Trek doesn't count because they were on a starship. Backwoods Butcher says, my wife told me I can't say those things that pop into my head out loud anymore. You just have to get better at it. You have to get better at the things. You need to moderate the thoughts out of your brain. Now, I will forewarn you that there are going to be times that the moderator slips. Maybe after a big bowl of salad, maybe after too many cocktails, if you're a drinker, sometimes the moderator takes a break and the things come out. But if you hire a moderator, stick it in, it helps. Chris Dixon. Exactly. Chris Dixon says it's all in the delivery. Mm-hmm. Jim says he can't argue with Pip's logic. Conceded point to Pip. Pip, you get a point. Ding! Nobody's keeping track anyway. Backwood says, this is why your wife might seem older and wiser than her years is Kyle doesn't listen to her and then he makes the TikToks anyway. Pip talking about sticking cocktails in. How's that bottle of rum treating you, Pip? Is that why you broke the coffee machine this morning? Too much salad and rum? Oh, man. But I definitely contemplate things that randomly pop into my head. It's kind of disturbing a lot of the times. How random and just off topic my brain will go just for an instant. And then I get latched on and things start spinning. Weird. I'm sure everybody that's watched this show can't believe that my brain goes in a couple different directions at once. Oh, Backwood says that's how he broke the coffee machine. He's a pirate parts man. Pickle Pete says, "Ruh-roh, an accident. Does that result in the piss sample?" I don't know if the coffee maker will qualify under the financial loss enough to warrant a piss sample. Maybe. Chris Dixon. Both. Chris Dixon poses an interesting question. Kyle, can we get Nicole to answer, how do women have time to marry a younger man? They must like teaching and making packed lunches. Hey, I'm all right with that. Pip says, it's the mark of an educated man to entertain a thought and not need to accept it. I mean, I entertain lots of thoughts. My brain is like a fucking circus on a daily basis. Hunter says that it would require a piss test for you. Breaking a coffee machine? We always had like $1,000 loss limit. Otherwise, the piss test was too expensive. If they're randomly pissing people at the jobs I worked at for like a $40 coffee machine loss. Your coffee machine. You got an expensive one? Maybe you should switch to the $39.99 steel French press from Mueller. Unbreakable and not expensive. Jim says, thank God for impulse control. No witness, no accident. I love the way Pip thinks. I don't know. I walked in and the thing was broken. And I'm pissed because I didn't get any coffee. Pickle Pete says, best you'll get from a young woman is a Lunchable. I don't know. I married a younger woman. I'm complete. Huh? Oh, from the peanut gallery. She says, way younger. Way younger. Like, guys, don't worry, it wasn't illegal when we did it. I don't think. You didn't lie about your age, did you? She crossed her fingers. Jim's 17 years younger than his girlfriend. Jesus, don't make me make necrophilia jokes this time of day. Hunter says, I have a younger wife. She's awesome. Mine's pretty solid. Mine's pretty solid. She tamed this old man. I was a wild bucking bronco and she broke me hard. Jim's dating Anne Frank. What? Why? Where did Anne Frank come from? Pickle Pete wants to know if Jim's girlfriend's got a crank start. What? Oh man. Hunter, that's so sweet. Hunter's wife makes his lunch and everything. She makes you a Sammy. She makes you a Sammy. Hunter, what is your wife's favorite sandwich to make? Oh God, here comes the old joke. Jim says the oldest woman Kyle could think of was Anne Frank. Dude, how about like Betsy Ross? Cleopatra? Pip with the dad joke of the day. What's an 80-year-old woman taste like? Depends. Jesus. Anyway, let's move on. Move on. I don't know how we can move off this. Oh, Pickle Pete says, always stick with Eve. Backwoods Butcher says he couldn't pay his wife to make lunch. Well, looks like you married the wrong woman. That's what you get for going for an older, more experienced one. Jim says Cleopatra was hot, but she was such a bitch. Update on the racetrack, guys. The racetrack out here. If you didn't tune in the last few days, we got new pavement out in front of the road. On the road, they repaved the road that we walked the dogs on. And my fears were confirmed. It is a fucking racetrack. We do get the Jake breaks, not as bad as the first day. I think the boys have figured out where they need to let off the accelerator now, to kind of slow roll it up. They're not just going as fast as they can and jamming on the exhaust brake. But as we're walking, we're realizing that everybody on the road is going significantly faster than they were. Pickle Pete says, go paint a giant pothole on it. Don't worry, it won't be long. They did a smack-up job, just like their coworkers that used the cold patch in the potholes. Blew them out. Like, literally, they would put the cold patch in, and before they got to the end of the road, somebody would have blown it out with a tire, and it just pushed out of all of that. They laid this shit down, and it's already warping. Yesterday it was barely warm. I think it was in the mid to high 70s, and it was sunny, and it was smushy. And we have tractor trailers and equipment trailers, heavy equipment trailers, dump trucks, all sorts of shit up and down this road. We have normal passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, and stuff like that. It isn't going to be long before it is just torn to shit. Like, no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. K-Bong says the brap getting better. Yeah. I heard it a lot that first day, and I think it was that they just misjudged how fast they were actually going. So it won't be long till the potholes are back. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to have to get a new t-shirt, maybe a sandwich sign, I'm thinking. Something to wear on the walks. And Corey came up with a great idea. So when you go into town from here, good morning, John Palmer. Thanks for swinging in. You missed a hell of a one from today already. yeah, one of those days. And so if you're driving into town where the speed limit goes from 40, I told you it's a major speed trap. So right out here by our house, it goes from 55 to 45. And then it's like a mile and 3/4 or 2 miles later, it goes from 45 to 30. And then like a quarter mile after that, it goes from 30 to 25. Well, right by the 30-mile-an-hour sign, there's like they must have had a campaign around here. And I've seen them multiple places in Tennessee. So I think it was like a state of Tennessee or a TDOT, Tennessee Department of Transportation campaign, something. It's the slow down campaign. Maybe it was nationwide. I don't fucking know. But there's this big sign hanging, vinyl sign that would never end up at my house. Would never figure out how to get that unattached and hang it up in the trees down the road here. But it says, slow down, Saltillo. I don't know if anybody actually reads it. I don't know. But Corey says that would be a great slogan for a sandwich sign, for a t-shirt that we could wear on the walks. Slow down, Saltillo. Slow your roll. Slow down, Saltillo. I've seen it in Memphis. I saw Slowdown Memphis. I saw Slowdown Nashville at one point. I think it was a statewide or a nationwide campaign. Maybe it was worldwide. Chris Dixon, did you guys use Slowdown whatever city you're in? Was it a nationwide campaign or a worldwide, maybe state? Pip's wondering if people in Tennessee can read. Maybe not. Maybe that is why. Maybe that's why it didn't work. Maybe that's why the sign's been up for over a year and people are still going fast. I don't know. Do you guys drive fast? Jim says we need sign that says dog walkers ahead and put it out when we walk. Maybe. They don't care. They don't care. Backwoods Butcher says, if you wear the Die Hard sign, I promise people will be slowing down. Dude, like, you may have been alive the last time I watched Die Hard with a Vengeance. Pickle Pete goes 10 over. That's his number. That's fine with me in your lane. That's fine with me in your lane. I have gotten to the point, and this was a big evolution. I used to be 100 miles an hour. I used to be 100 fucking miles an hour everywhere. I started slowing down my driving as I had a long commute to the farm. When we bought our farm, I was driving 90 miles back and forth. At some points, I would get out of the city and just kind of like set the cruise low, four or five over, and just roll. When I got my service tech job, Jim says, wonderful Christmas. The first one was Die Hard. Was Die Hard, the original Die Hard with a Vengeance, I don't think was a Christmas movie, was it? As a service tech, I was GPS'd. I couldn't go over the posted speed limit or whatever the GPS thought the posted speed limit was. Or I got emails, phone calls, and all sorts of shit from my boss. We would fuck with him. We would do it. We knew that if you went 6 miles an hour over for 2 minutes or more, you got an email. So we used to maybe blow up his inbox when we weren't happy. But anyway, I started driving the speed limit and I realized I don't fucking care. I don't care. I got no place. I'm in a hurry, especially when I was on the clock. That was the big thing. Getting in the groove for over 5 years of every time I drove, I was on the clock and I was not in a fucking hurry to get wherever I was going because I was getting paid, really changed my outlook on driving. And now I got no place to be. I got no place to be. If I got to be someplace, I'm usually a half an hour early if everything goes well, or 15 minutes early if I run behind. I don't show up late, and I leave early enough that I can drive as slow as I want. I am the guy that's going the speed limit or slightly under on the county roads. You're more than welcome to go around. You're more than welcome to slow down also, but if you ride my fucking ass, I'm going to get pissed. I'm just rolling along, guys. Just rolling along. Jim says, you're in a hurry, so get out of the way. Stop being fucking late. Why are you in a hurry? Why has everyone gotten in? Why are we all in a hurry? K-Bong says, on the clock driver. Yeah. Backwoods Butcher says, I was drunk driver with too many pew-pews for a long time. I don't speed. That was the funny part. When I was illegally driving all the time, I went really fast. I don't know. Pickle Bean says, you called Jim old. I don't think it has anything to do with being old. I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's a brain thing. Pip says driving time is wasted on shit I could be getting done. Really though, is it? How much time do you save, Pip? And what do you get done? So I'm not talking about sitting in traffic. I'm not talking about sitting in traffic and being behind. And that, by the way, that's usually caused by someone driving like a fucking idiot. John Palmer says homeless people are never in a hurry. We got nowhere to go, guys. We got nowhere to go. Pickle P says nowhere to be is an old thing. I didn't say I didn't have anywhere to be. I said I'm not in a hurry to be anywhere. That's not the same thing. Being able to be somewhere on time and not be in a hurry does not mean that you don't have anywhere to be. Pip, what's your average commute distance? What are you, like 20 miles? What, I mean, like, seriously, if you had to drive 10 miles an hour less to work every day, what could you get accomplished in that time that day? And I don't want to hear all those, oh, but if we add up all the incremental time over a year, it saves me this amount of time. What are you going to do with it? Because it is broken down daily. By the time you get something started, you're done. So slow the fuck down and enjoy it. Jim says it's one of those stoic smell the roses things. Be present, not always be 1,000 miles an hour in the direction forward. Maybe, whoop. K-Bong says laugh when you get to stop at a stoplight at the same time. That is my favorite. One of my favorite things when I drive, and people are losing their fucking mind behind me. Absolutely. Like running up, honking their horn, flashing their lights, swerving back and forth. They finally pass you like a bat out of hell. They go. And then my fucking slow ass rolls up behind them at a fucking stoplight. Usually if they look in their rear view, it's like this. What is Pip gonna do? Break more coffee makers. Do we need to get a fund together for Pip to get a new carafe for his coffee machine? Dixon says if I'm late, I'm 20 minutes early. I drive fast, but not chaotic. Fair enough. Pickle Pete says, Chicken Joe's your nemesis. Nobody's my nemesis. I don't give a fuck. That's the thing. Like, I don't give a fuck. I drive a 10-plus-year-old fucking beater truck. What the hell are you going to do to me? Like, seriously, in your smart car. Not my nemesis. I just laugh. The fact that people are so stressed out about freaking getting around and going 10 miles an hour, it's like, you do you, man. You do you. In her smart car. Right. What worry do I have for somebody in a smart car? My F-250 barreling along at 40 miles an hour smart car. Are you going to run under me? She can yell Italian with her hands all she wants. I'll yell back fucking something she'll never understand. Pip says, my diesel forklift is always almost pedal to the metal. That's why he broke your coffee carafe. K-Bog says, people are funny. Yeah, I mean, really? Really, guys, slow down and start watching the people around you. Slow down and start tickle my exhaust. Slow down and start looking at the people around you. Just start observing. I don't want to say don't judge them. Like, look around and observe them and just let your mind wander. It's fun. Oh, now Jim is quoting scriptures, Doors scriptures. Hunter says 60 miles an hour is a mile per minute. 80 is what? An extra 3 seconds? I mean, when you literally break it down, and I used to drive long distances, and I used to count minutes and seconds and calculate things like that when they had the 10th of a mile markers. And oh, God, that's how I would occupy my brain on long drives was math. Exciting, huh? Perfect that I'm in the Doll Men's Club. It doesn't make sense. And when you add in the efficiency of vehicles and where they're tuned to ride most efficient, and if you really want to dive into the money, the time, the energy, and all of it, you make up better going a little slower. All hail the Lizard King. Jim ends the show right there. It's done. Guys, I got to wrap up. We're in an hour and six, and Pickle Pete is waiting in the wings over there on the Food Forest Farms YouTube channel to take off and give you good morning, Seattle. I appreciate everyone listening. It's TikTok conspiracy tomorrow. We're going to dive into some conspiracy theories that I did all the research over on TikTok. So if you don't have TikTok, that's good. Don't get it. You can join me here. I will let you know. Jim, this is the end. This is the end. I appreciate everybody listening. Join in tomorrow for TikTok Conspiracy Day. If you enjoyed the show, it's free to hit that like, share, and subscribe. To return value for value, please consider joining one of the YouTube membership tiers or listening on any value for value platform like Podverse or Fountain.fm. Join us on Noster in the mornings, live streamed on zap.stream. I appreciate everybody over there. Jim, thank you very much. Jim and Jim. Jim and Jim over there. Beyond that, guys, I got not much. You can visit thelotsproject.com, comfreyroots.com. As always, all the links, all the things, all over the place. It's easy to find me. It's easy to find me. It's Thursday, guys. Roll through Thursday. Pip, don't break any more equipment. We want to see you on Friday. Make it through the day, guys. If we join back up tomorrow, it'll be Friday. We'll have a short day to get through, and then we'll be on to the weekend. Have an awesome day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.